and we are very happy this morning. It's Breakfast with Mark and Kim.
Oh, let's say hi to everybody.
Featuring singing sensation Josh Groban.
There he is, Josh Groban.
Wow.
Wow.
Welcome.
Josh, come on in here.
We told him the air conditioning was going to be up today. He's wearing a very nice, a thin and appropriate turtleneck
Josh, it's going to be 100 today. Do you know,
I've got something underneath it. It's all right.
All right, good.
Could we see what that is?
The layered look.
It's early. I'm blind.
Hey, it's nice to meet you, and congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
What an incredible rocket ship ride you have been on in the last 6 to 8 months.
Oh, the last 8 months have been just... really, really crazy. A lot of fun, but a lot of hard work.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a lot of hard work, you know, having to go to Australia and
Japan.
Yeah.
And Europe.
And Japan tomorrow.
Sing on all those television shows and meeting people like Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah drool.
I know.
Yeah,
and, man, I mean, this whole thing coming up at the end of the month with John Williams,
I know,
with the Pops. It's like, I am so sorry for you.
Isn't it tough? Really?
It's just horrible.
Is it a dream come true, Josh?
It's totally a dream come true. Yeah. I mean, I grew up always listening to music. And I was just appreciating music.
You probably grew up listening to us, huh?
I did. Exactly. And I was thinking to myself, I wonder if they actually have breakfast here. And there is breakfast here.
Yes,
so, you know,
yes,
shocked and amazed.
Well, you are a local boy, so it's knowing that at least today. Did you sleep in your own bed last night?
I did. Yes.
Isn't that nice?
For the
first time in a long time. You know, don't you when you because you have traveled all over the world now,
yeah.
But there is something about your bed. Your
sure.
pillow.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Now, you're still living at home
mm-hmm.
at this point?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when might that change?
You're
extremely successful now.
You know,
Mark,
he has a summer job, okay?
Oh, is that what it is?
Okay. That's exactly right.
You're expected back at school in the fall.
Exactly.
Then.
Got it. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
No, it's. I'm definitely going to move out probably pretty soon. But, you know, I'm gone 90% of the year, so, you know, when
silly.
I get back...
Why that added expense?
You know? Exactly.
Silly
you know,
to have a house you're never at, especially when you get mom to cook for you in the morning.
Well, you know...
It's not just the bed to come home to.
That's
you know,
right.
Food is
great.
Well, we've talked a lot about you as we've played this gorgeous song here at Coast 103 that we're going to hear again. We're going to talk about the author, talk about the producer, talk about everything. We've
great.
Got a whole hour with Josh here. But, you know, you're still living at home. You went to school here in Los Angeles. And, you know, we've got so many people that are calling on our coastlines at 800-929-KOST. As a matter of fact, very quickly, let's go to Janet. Janet, good morning to you.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Janet, she called up. She says, can I talk to Josh? Can I talk to Josh?
Hey, Janet.
Janet, how old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18 years
yeah.
old. And say hi to Josh, first of all.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Janet. Oh.
So what would, you know, I mean, what would you like to say to Josh? Go ahead. You were telling me what a big fan you are.
Oh, I am, I'm sorry, I can't even speak. I am, like, such a huge fan. And, well, actually, we were a bunch of girls tonight, and I, we were on the chat last night, and we thought of a question for you, so it's okay if I ask you the question.
Absolutely.
Well, out of your whole album, we love, like, every song, but we were wondering which was your favorite song to record.
That's a very good question.
You were on a chat group last night, and that's all you could come up with.
That
favorite song on the, you know.
I wanted to get something, you know.
What about boxers? What about boxers or briefs?
I know. It actually did come up.
Oh, that did. Okay.
It did come up. All right.
He says thongs. Did you
hear?
Oh! Gee, I didn't say that.
Well, there you go, Janet. That was
Mike
a lot better
than
that question.
Huh?
So Josh Groban, turtleneck and thong.
No, it's hot and cold. And, my favorite song.
getting back
to the chat room question.
Yes.
You know, there's something always very special about the first one. And the first song that I recorded on there was Judah Conme, and it's track two. And it's special to me. I mean, I loved recording all of them, but that was really special because, you know, we kind of went into the recording booth, and David Foster said, you know, let's do this. Here we go. And it was just... We rolled it and we recorded it, and that was it.
And it was pretty much first take with David Foster. First take. He's known for sitting back there and, you know, telling those singers, "Look, that's not good enough."
Exactly.
And I say, "Why don't you, David, get down here and sing it yourself? Let me hear your voice."
Precisely. Well, he did sing a song once, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
He and Olivia Newton-John did a duet together, you know.
You know, we've had David Foster in studio several times over the years, and he always corrects us, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. But I do know that he is this incredible producer who can bring bring the best out in singers.
Oh,
I mean,
totally.
He's done it with Whitney Houston.
Celine Dion.
Thank you. He's done it with
He called Celine Dion the next Barbara Streisand before anybody knew her name.
Wow.
Right? Yes,
yeah.
he called it.
Yeah.
So that was the first song that you recorded in the studio.
Yeah, and you're right about the first take thing because, you know, I was always used to being the one who wanted to try it again and trying to redo it. People go, oh, no, it's great. Don't worry about it. With David, I never had to say that. We totally agreed whenever it needed to be redone.
All right, Josh Groban, our special in studio guest. Jenna, thank you for calling.
All right, 7:16. It's Breakfast with Mark and Kim and Josh Groban.
Oh, Josh!
Nice to have you here. And look, everybody is so excited to see you.
And the hit song of the year, To Where You Are. Every time we've played this record, the phones just don't stop. They
go crazy.
You know, it is an incredibly emotional song. And we were talking off the air, and a friend of ours, all of us, Richard Marx, singer-songwriter, actually wrote this song. And he wrote it specifically for you. I know that you were discovered by David Foster and, of course, their friends. Talk to us a little bit about how that got set up, that he would write this song specifically for you.
Well, I mean, I had done a lot of charity events with David. David was always volunteering his time, as is Richard.
No, he was volunteering your time.
Also very true. Very true.
Listen, we know David.
Yes.
He was volunteering your time. Go ahead.
I love that.
I thought I could put one over on the audience. You're right. He was volunteering my time. And Richard was there as well. And so I'd known him from those things. We were making the album. We had a lot of great songs in other languages. And the challenge with my kind of voice was to find the right English language songs that I could express, that I wanted to get across without making them sound overly, you know, like, be my love, you know, that kind of
thing.
You know?
Right.
We wanted stuff that was really, really had a clear, honest message. And Richard has an amazing talent for writing songs and producing songs.
Okay, I'd like to pause just for a minute. A clear artist message. This is too much business.
Artist.
An artist message. But, I mean, when you first heard the song, though, I mean, because obviously it would be presented to you and say, what do you think of this?
Mm-hmm.
Was this a demo that you had heard Richard sing that you, or, I mean, how did the song
get? It was just him on the piano with no lyrics of him going, la da 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 da. You know, like, wow, okay, cool, Richard. It was a great melody.
And you liked the melody.
I loved the melody. The melody told a story, and now the challenge was getting the
lyrics. What's so interesting about the song, though, Josh, is it's so different than other pop music that we hear today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did that scare you at all? Do you think, oh, gosh, I wonder if it's going to get played because it doesn't sound like an NSYNC song or Backstreet Boys or somebody?
No, I know, and no, I don't think there's a fear of that. I mean, it's just what came naturally for me to sing, and the fact that you know it is being played, and some people are listening to it, saying, you know, this is really kind of different than what I'm used to hearing, but I like it. You know, that's to me is the greatest honor.
And when were the lyrics done? You were talking about Richard Marx playing the instrumental and humming.
Right.
Talk about the lyrics and how that came together.
Sure. Linda Thompson, who's David Foster's wife and an amazing, also amazing writer, lyricist, heard the song and said, "I've got some great lyrics. Give me a day." And
wow.
She came back and they just nailed it.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Our special in studio guest is Josh Groban, and let's hear the song that is putting on the map as far as radio airplay around the world. Here's To Where You Are.
It's Josh Groban on LA's Coast 103.5.
Southern California's Coast 103.5. It's easy to say this is our most requested song on the coastlines, Josh Groban's To Where You Are, and we're so happy to have Josh Groban in our studios.
Now,
isn't that a gorgeous song?
Josh, you were saying when the song was on that song almost didn't get put on the album.
Yeah.
Tell that story again.
Well, it was recorded about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and we were still in the process of kind of deciding what line we didn't want to cross in terms of what kind of music we did and how pop we wanted to go and how, you know, what felt right, and we still hadn't decided yet. There were a lot of elements to it that we just didn't know whether it fit with the rest of the album. But on the other hand, there was so much. I mean, it was such a wonderful tribute song that I always really kind of wanted to put it on. But David E. Kelly really kind of made it happen because
from Ally McBeal, the creator
of Ally McBeal. I had already done the season finale, and he put "You're Still You" on the show, and people, it became like number one Billboard download, and the album wasn't even out. So I mean, like his impact on music is amazing. So when he called up and said, you know, I want to put you on the show again, you know, I was going crazy. And he said, "And I want to make To Where You Are, you know, the song that you sing on the show."
So he, so that got put on the album.
Yeah. I made some phone calls and we made some quick...
Can you imagine people, after seeing you on Alan McNeil, not being able to find the record?
That would have been tragic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we had a creative meeting here at Coast 103.
Oh, yeah?
Trying to think about, you know, because this is what we do. We try to get attention, try to, you know, come up with things that listeners might want. And you know, obviously with a new artist like you, you were thrown into the mix, and we've been talking about Josh and this gorgeous song. And I can go into just the one rejected idea.
Okay.
And that was my idea, which was the one that was rejected. And I thought it'd be great to actually, you know, have a contest where you would come and, you know, to, you know, a funeral and sing that song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I told you, it got rejected. But I thought it was
a
great idea.
It was in bad taste.
But it was, you know, the kind of calls that we get, and I'm not kidding you, Josh, we have people that call us up, men and women, in tears, going, "Please tell me the name of that song. That has touched me so deeply."
Wow.
And with not wanting to make fun, I just thought that that would be...
We've all lost someone.
Yeah. It really is.
And listening to you sing it, it's the tragedy of thinking of losing a young love, too. To be young and to lose someone.
Sure. No, I mean, we all turn to music, you know, for whatever's...
Right.
We're feeling, you know, and so, yeah, some of the letters I've had, some of the phone calls, it's been really amazing.
Okay, well, let's talk about Pure Joy. Can you dance? I'm thinking of something, you know, with a line.
Absolutely,
you know,
not.
Yeah, okay,
no,
right.
Not at all.
All right.
Now, do you speak Italian? Because I know that you sing in Italian. Do you speak
I took lessons, yeah, and I'm still taking some lessons, but, I, you know, when I'm learning these songs, I'm concentrating, you know, really on learning exactly word for word what the song means and making sure the pronunciation at least won't get my butt kicked by the Italians.
They'll
take you to task, won't they?
Yeah, if they say, you know, it's pretty good, then I'm okay.
All right, well, we want you to meet Dee, who's coasting with us in Lakewood. Hey, Dee, say hi to Josh Groban.
Hello, Josh.
Hey, Dee.
Hi. Well, actually, a bunch of us were on the chat last night. This is
another Grobanite.
Wow. Yeah.
They call them Grobanites.
They Grobanites.
Grobanites.
Grobanites all the way.
This has got to be just, you know, this is the strange part of the success that you have, is people really, you know, falling in love not only with your music but with your face, too. Because, I mean, isn't he a handsome man?
Yep, totally.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. It's wonderful to have, you know, these Grobanites are just the best. They're such great. They know everything I'm doing. I mean, I kind of compare it to, you know, some people like chocolate a little bit. Some people love chocolate, and some people are chocoholics.
So, and do you mind the Grobaholics?
The Grobaholics? Not at all.
There you
not
go.
Not at all.
Hey, Dee, what's your question?
I was wondering, as you know, we Grobanites are pretty crazy on the message board, and we write stuff about llamas and Willy Wonka and everything. I was wondering, when you read these, because we know you read them, what exactly is going through your mind? What you're thinking? I must have the craziest fans in the world, or what?
You know, Dee, he's never been on his website.
No. That's terrible to say.
Entirely not true.
Right, so. No, I.
But there are different message boards, not just with your official website, but there are message boards all over the internet talking about.
There are a lot of message boards. Now, the internet has played a great part, and but none quite as, I'm going to say funny, as the one at joshgroban.com. There's some really kind of interesting. You know, she mentions llamas. They talk about llamas sometimes. You know, they talk about a lot of things. What goes on in these chats? I've never ventured into the chat room.
You haven't yet.
No, I only find out what, you know, that the inside joke of that conversation was the next day. You know, they're talking about llamas and.
Hey, Dee, if you know so much about Josh, do you know what his nickname is?
The Josh Man.
Oh, that was good. Is that your nickname?
I could go for that.
Okay, there you go. All right, Josh Groban, our special in-studio guest all hour long. Stay with Southern California's Coast 103.5. It's Breakfast with Mark and Kim, and our in-studio guest, Josh Groban.
Yes!
And that's Faith Hill. And, you know, Josh, you have had an opportunity at 21 years old to sing with an artist that we can also call a friend here at Coast 103, and that is Celine Dion.
That's right.
And you are Mr. Fill-In. Tell that story again. It is just marvelous.
Well, this is probably the single most important and exciting moment in my 21 years. It kind of happened by accident. I was working with a voice teacher, and David Foster called him up and said, you know, I need a singer for an event that I'm doing. And it was a concert for the governor of California, who was Gray Davis. And And I went and I did this concert, and it was great, got a great reaction, but I never thought I'd see the man again. So I went home and said, you know, this is great, you know, off of cloud nine, go back to school. 2 weeks later, he calls me up and he goes, hey, man, it's David. I'm like, how you doing? He says, good. He says, listen, I wrote a song called The Prayer for Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli, and I'm at the Grammys right now, and Celine's here, she's waiting to rehearse, and Bocelli's stuck in Germany, you can't get down here. Do you know, do you know the song? You know, can I fax you the Italian? You know, can you learn it? And that's kind of the way David is, since you know David.
You know what it's like? I'm here with Celine at the Grammys. Can you get this? I need you to down here to sing it with her.
Exactly. So
you got in your Porsche and drove.
I guess.
My Corolla. My Corolla Porsche. Yeah.
No, my dad's Corolla. Yeah. So you know, at first I said, "Gee, you know, this song is a little bit hard." I was 17. So
isn't
said,
that
sure?
a great song, though, The Prayer?
Oh, it's amazing. I love the song. I was a huge fan of the song, but I think because I loved it so much and because it was such a special song, I wanted to be able to either do it really, really right or not at all. So at first I said, David, I think you should find somebody else. I wasn't even thinking in terms of Big Break. I just wanted to do a great job. So I hung up, and I was kind of upset, and he called me back, and I went down there.
And you like the
to
song
me,
so
it
much?
Wouldn't be about, I mean, because, you know, you've heard for a long time about what a wonderful voice you have. You've gotten the attention of David Foster. You go sing for the governor of California. But even beyond I want to do the song right, you were scared.
I was completely
it's
terrified.
It's terrifying.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yeah.
You know what it is, Josh? It's the fear of success.
Yeah, there you go.
You got through it. It is. It's you.
Whoa.
You.
Nobody
knows that.
Dr. Phil is being
yes,
here.
I can yeah. see that.
Now, you love the song so much you recorded it on your own CD.
I did. Well, I mean, that was such a special day for me. And Celine was just so incredible and so wonderful and so nice. And she made it really something that was comfortable. And I never expected going
so
to the Grammys to be comfortable.
So you're there at the Grammys and yeah. you do the rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else strange happen while you're there?
Yeah, I mean, I run into a whole bunch of celebrities that I never expected to.
Sitting down there in the front row
yeah.
watching you rehearse is?
Yeah, David's saying, you know, no one's going to be there. No one's going to be there.
And who's
and
there?
I guess I believed him. I was naive. And so, yeah, I mean, everybody was there. And so, you know, just looking out at the audience. And Rosie O'Donnell was up on stage working on her monologue, and she looked me out in the audience and said, hey, you're that opera kid. You're that kid who stood in for Bocelli. I want you to come on my show. So I went to the Oprah, Rosie show.
That doesn't hurt a career, does it?
And then, you know, you look at Josh. He's a good-looking guy. And down there in the front row, also watching him, is Madonna.
Yeah.
You know, and we know what Madonna tried with Ricky Martin, so.
I don't know. Why don't you let me in on that? No,
but it's been a whirlwind ever
it
since,
has.
Really.
When we were making the CD, we had, you know, 11 tracks done, and we said, you know, let's finish it off with the beginning of the story.
With The Prayer, with Charlotte, yeah. Charlotte Church does that one.
Yeah, we went to see her at the Hollywood Bowl, actually, and she had expressed some interest that she wanted to try and get, you know, do something in the pop field, do something, you know, where she could sing a little bit different.
The Prayer is pop?
Well, but the female part. The female part in The Prayer.
I know.
It did have some success on the pop charts. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I think so. But just in terms of the different style of singing, she wanted to try out. Especially working with David, you know, he would really kind of bring that out in both of us. So
great song.
Do that with whips?
Occasionally.
Boom!
So we've got April here, who's the youngest Coast 103 listener in studio.
Yeah.
We were talking about. Are you kind of surprised all the old ladies in here?
You guys are so bad. I was on my way over here, and I think it was Mark who said, you know, there's a bunch of old pervs in here.
Anyway, April's here, who looks like Faith Hill. She has a question for you.
Okay.
I don't sing like her, though.
No, okay.
Josh, I just wanted to know, before you discovered that you could sing, what were you interested in wanting to do?
Before the singing was, I think, drumming. Really?
Really?
I wanted to be in a rock band. Yeah, I really did. And so I still drum, and I still keep that up, and I still write music and do the instrument thing. But then I kind of got into acting, and I liked, you know, acting on stage.
What about taking over for Michael Crawford and doing The Phantom someday? I mean, with your voice, you could do theater, you could do anything you want.
Well, I mean, that's definitely something that I would love to do in the future when it's the right time. I mean, that's definitely where part of my passion is, because I was going to school for musical theater, and I...
See, what Josh doesn't want is he doesn't want to be on TV on KTEL late at night.
He is going to be doing a TV special, and we're going to tell you about that coming up.
So
Southern California's coast, 103.5 More Than Words Extreme, and more than words to express how grateful we are for Josh Groban to be at our special and studio guest here at Breakfast with Mark and Kim.
I hope we haven't given him too hard of a time.
Not at all.
Okay, good.
This is a party in here.
All right. Now, you're going to do a PBS special coming up. You were talking about that.
Yes, I'm very, very honored to have been asked to do a special. It's going to be for great performances on PBS, and we're going to film it probably in September.
So, and you know, the neat guy that Josh is, he's invited all the listeners in studio here for breakfast with
Mark.
We've
all got tickets.
Everybody has tickets.
And he's asked me to sing a duet with him.
Yes.
That's going to be exciting. Yeah.
Celine couldn't make it. And
Celine couldn't make it. I'm going to fill in, and I want you to know, spandex, tight dress sequence.
Right.
I'm a bomb.
It's the worst karaoke you'll ever hear.
Song turn, like.
Well, you'll have to cover me on a lot of them.
That's okay.
The high notes.
The high notes is where I'll have trouble.
So you're off to Japan. Well, what are you doing there?
Tomorrow morning. You know, I love
He's
sushi.
Learning Japanese.
Yeah, I'm learning.
Now, the next album, there'll be some Japanese on there.
Now, this is your second trip to Japan?
Yeah, in the last 2 months. Actually.
Okay.
Isn't it a neat country? We had a great time.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, no, it's very, very different. And, yeah, some of this. We went to a shopping mall called Daimaru, and it's about 12 stories underneath the subway.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're like, I'm hungry. Well, that's on the very, very last floor. I'm eating pizza, and I'm just scared to death trying to get out of there. Yeah.
Well, and walking into the grocery stores there is a...
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a really wonderful
I saw a breaded crab
experience.
Walking around.
A breaded crab, yeah.
Whoa,
yeah,
they already breaded
it. Yeah, that's pretty strange.
So are they playing the single there in Japan?
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, it's
an international hit already.
It's becoming, yeah. So so we're going to do a TV show over there and sing the song.
Now, you grew up here in Los Angeles.
Right.
You're right here at Coast 103. We started playing the song.
When he was five, he started listening to the Mark and Kim show.
That's true. That's true.
I really love that. Thanks, Joe.
You know, I had such respect for you a moment ago. Oh, look at this. This man is five. Oh, my God. If we've been doing this, I have to quit.
Yeah, my teacher started complaining.
Yeah, that's right.
Missing class.
But, you know, you went to the Los Angeles High School for the Performing Arts.
Right.
You know, great experience for you.
Oh, wonderful experience for me. Yeah. That was I have such fond memories of that because that was the first time when I really kind of went into a school situation where I was surrounded by kids who were interested in the arts. And
right.
Everybody came from different backgrounds, different family backgrounds, came from different places in the country, but they all shared that common love of the arts. And
right.
So, and that was a wonderful time for me. It was the first time I performed on stage.
But can you read and write?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good sacrifice.
Question.
Let's give him a little algebra question here. Let's see how the LA Performing, the High School for the Performing Arts says.
That's exciting.
So, you know, and here we, Katie Saddell from Reprise is just such a dear friend of ours. We love her to death. And I know that the day, because I remember she called up and she says, you've got to hear this song. And it was right around the time when you had it on the Ally McBeal show.
Right.
And, I mean, the buzz started. So
right.
Katie's calling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she says, you've got to listen to the song. We listened to it. Stella, our music director, we listened to this song. All of a sudden, this big meeting takes place. You wouldn't believe the music meetings. It's just a wacky experience. So the decision is made. Coast 103 is going to play the record.
Wow.
It's a big decision.
Yeah,
I have to imagine that somebody called you and said Coast has added the record.
Absolutely.
So
right
then, you know, you turn the radio station on. What was it like hearing your song on Coast 103, being a Los Angeles resident here for the first time?
Well, your heart skips a beat. You're kind of thinking to yourself, wait, is that my piano intro? That kind of sounds like those chords, you know, and then to hear them say, you know, this is Josh Groban, you know, I'm not used to that. So that was really just an incredible experience to call
it,
home.
It kind of, yeah, it does. It kind of goes, oh my God, there is an arrival, you know, and then you feel it and you go, wow. And then you keep getting asked to do things and it grows and it grows and it grows. And I mean, you're a celebrity, obviously, in your
own
right.
You have to really enjoy this moment, you know, that's the thing.
This is definitely a moment to enjoy. And as hard as I'm working, you know, you have to sit back and say, you know, kind of pinch yourself and say, you know what?
Josh, look ahead for us 10 years. What do you want to be doing?
10 years.
What any goals that you have? I mean, I know that you've surrounded yourself with some very good people that are kind of trying to help you and guide you. Do you have any kind of long-term...
Well, my that's exactly right. My hope in 10 years is that I have the same, you know, group of people around me that are, you know, pushing me to do my best all the time and are just a great support to me, my family, my manager, Brian, and everybody. So, you know, I hope they're still helping me out, and I help... I hope that I find myself trying a bunch of different things that I haven't tried yet. You know, I want to write some music. I want to do some stage work. I want to do some more acting.
Yeah. Well, just know that if you don't, that they'll drop you just
like that. I know. See, that's the thing. That is the thing.
All Mark, don't tell him that. He's a young kid. Listen, don't destroy his dream.
Well, I don't have Ally McBeal anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
listen, you know. Oh,
Josh,
geez.
Tell your mother I love her.
I will.
She calls all the time. She says, please. He's so good.
He's got to stop.
No, listen.
That's so
it
funny.
Has been an absolute pleasure to have you here, and congratulations. And you are such a unique and wonderful talent, and I can tell you, your career will last you many, many, many years.
I think it's just because you have that voice, you know, and that's going to carry you through, where a lot of singers today don't really have that kind of a, you know, they're more pop.
And if it wasn't 7:54, we'd start running through the list, Britney Spears. and some of them.
Oh, look at the time.
Exactly. But Josh, thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure to
have
you.
Have a great time in Japan.
Thanks a lot.
And we look forward to, all of us here, our in-studio audience, to watching the taping of your PBS special.
Can't
great
wait to see you there.
This is coming in September.
Yeah, absolutely.
Josh Groban.
Thanks, guys.
What a pleasure.
Yep.
Let's get a traffic update. Here's Mike Nolan in the Coastal 3 Mercedes-Benz airplane.
I want you to remember us on the way down, too, Josh. Okay. A lot of times people forget us.
Yeah. Look at Kim's shoulders. Those are all the people sliding back down that have just gone right over her back. Look at those.